This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, songs and conversation with Senegal's Youssou N'Dour, who has recorded a tribute to his nation's unique form of Islam. But first, to presidential politics in this country. NPR political editor Ken Rudin joins us to talk about vice presidents.
Coming up
right now, actually, Ken. The Democratic presidential nominee, John Kerry, is expected, rumored, to announce his choice of a running mate sometime next week, maybe Tuesday, well ahead of the Democratic convention. And isn't it usually the case that the VP is announced at the convention? Why is he doing it so early?
Well, first of all, when Walter Mondale named Geraldine Ferraro in 1984, that's when Democrats started naming them before the convention. In the old days, both the presidential candidate and the vice presidential candidate were selected at the convention, and that's when conventions meant something. Having said that, the Democrats have tried to basically excite the base, excite the party by naming the VP in advance and then going on some kind of a pre-convention victory tour.
Right. So for 20 years, they haven't done that.
They haven't done it. No, they have not. The Democrats, since 1984, the Democrats have been naming their nominees in advance of the convention. If John Kerry does announce it next week, it would be the earliest in presidential politics history.
And what, generally speaking, does a candidate look for in a running mate?
Well, there's the old criteria was always ideological balance, a geographical balance. We always talk about Kennedy and Johnson in 1960. You had it in Massachusetts and Texas. Ideological balance was, maybe you could say, was Dukakis and Benson in 1988, a liberal and a moderate conservative in the Senate, things like that. You also want compatibility. The reason Bill Clinton picked Al Gore was not so much for geographical balance, but there was a comfort level between the two of them. They also talk about who can carry a major state.
And so what would John Kerry be looking for?
Well, I mean, you know, John Kerry, of course, being in the Senate for 18 years, maybe he might look for a governor or somebody away from the Northeast. Geographical balance. But Kerry says, look, first of all, everybody talks about compatibility. John Kerry is hard to be close with. He's not the kind of a guy you want to hug, but he is somebody who will want somebody to take over as president in case of an emergency, and that's what Kerry is looking for as well.
So who's on the short list?
Well, obviously, John Edwards, the one-term senator from North Carolina, has been the favorite for the longest time, ran a good primary campaign, even though he won only one state, South Carolina. Will he carry a southern state is a question mark. I mean, John Kerry is questionable. His prospects for victory in the South are questionable. If the key battleground for 2004 election is in the Midwest, you don't go Edwards. You go to maybe some like Dick Gephardt, who's been in Congress for 28 years, and that's probably part of his problem. He's been in Congress 28 years. He's kind of a flat candidate, and basically he's yesterday's news to a lot of people, not looking forward. Tom Vilsack, the governor of Iowa, people are less known. He's apparently one of the top three contenders. Unfortunately for him, he's also Roman Catholic, and it would be kind of weird to have two Catholics on the same ticket. But he has a good rags-to-riches story. He came from really, he was orphaned. His wife gave a key endorsement of John Kerry before the Iowa caucuses, which boosted his stock. And again, it's the combination of a senator and a governor may be good rather than have two people with Washington experience. So that's the argument for Vilsack. Other names being mentioned are Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, who would be the first Latino ever on a ticket, and with Hispanic votes considered to be the keynote, bring Hispanics to the ticket, because Hispanics are being wooed by both parties, so that would be a very strong choice as well.
So who do you think it's going to be?
I picked two winners in all my years of doing this. I picked two correctly. Tom Eagleton in 1972, which was an insane pick, and Dan Quayle in 1988, which is close to insane. But I am going with the conventional wisdom in this year. It's John Edwards, because I think he would be the candidate that would bring that excitement going into the convention.
And he's got the southern thing tied up.
He has southern state. I don't know if he would win any southern state, but he certainly could help. There are five open Democratic Senate seats in the South. I think with Edwards on the ticket, it would allow southern Democratic voters and candidates to embrace a Kerry Edwards ticket more readily.
But do voters really look at the vice presidential nominee when they're voting?
Well, that's a great question. They don't. I mean, we talk about how in 1988, the fact that George Bush Sr. picked Dan Quayle, what a miserable choice, a stupid choice, and the Bush-Quayle ticket won 40 states that year. In 1984, everybody said, oh my goodness, Geraldine Ferraro, the greatest choice. Mondale Ferraro lost 49 out of 50 states. So obviously, no, sometimes they do make a big difference. Lyndon Johnson in 1960 clearly helped Kennedy take Texas and therefore the election. But for the most part, you vote for president, this will be a Bush versus Kerry decision.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Madeline.